Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, JC, if you didn't work for the Kid Craddock Morning Show,
yeah.
Do you know your name could be worth $1,000?
What?
Wow. We're going to play the free money name game. It starts Monday. It's really fun. Every day next week, we're going to draw two letters from the alphabet, just at random, at 7:10 Central Time.
So about right now. Yeah.
Okay, so two letters. Now, if these initials are of your first and last name, you be caller 13, you'll win $500. It's that easy. But here's a twist, right, Al?
Mm-hmm, there's always a twist. If you've posted the phrase, free money for Kid Nation, in the past 24 hours on your Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, we will double your winnings to $1,000.
So sometime between 7:10 a.m. on Sunday morning and 7:10 a.m. on Monday morning Central Time, you have to post free money for Kid Nation.
Right.
And that's how you double it.
Right.
But then that doesn't set you for the entire week. You got to do it again.
Right.
Every day.
You have to do it within that 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're trying to get you to promote our show. What's up with that?
Well, we're giving you $1,000.
We're paying you to do it.
Yeah.
But here, a lot of people have questions about the free money name.
Yeah,
game.
We've done this before.
It's two initials. It has to be your legal on your ID, what you pull out of your wallet right now on your driver's license. First and last name.
Got it. Right.
So not your first and middle name.
Would it not work for you?
For me, it would be Angela.
Right.
A-R.
Angela Kelly Raspberry is my name. So for me, it would be A-R, not K-R.
Mm-hmm. What if I hyphenate?
It would be like my daughter's name is Emma Kelly Raspberry Pulwadsand.
No.
It's hyphenated. So hers would be E-R.
Okay.
Emma Kelly Raspberry Pulwadsand.
What if I just got married and I haven't changed my ID yet?
You know what? It's what's on your legal ID.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't made it down to the justice, well, whatever you go, the driver's license office to get your license updated, it's what you have to show as proof of your legal first and last name,
not your middle name. What
Kelly,
if I'm in the witness protection program and they gave me a different identity?
Whatever you're carrying on your legal picture ID.
Uh-huh. Question, Kelly. Kelly, what if my name is Jose Roberto Angeles Hatem Lopez Chavez de Perez?
Well, it would be J for Jose.
What did you say after Chavez?
Angeles Hatem Lopez de Perez.
Which one is the last name in that?
Exactly.
Like whatever's on your immigration.
You have to tell me which one's the last name.
Whatever is the last.
I have like five.
Yeah,
but that is how this works. You get it? Does everybody understand?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
What if my mama's name is Williams and my daddy's name is Rodriguez?
What's on your driver's license, Al? What is on your legal ID?
These are questions that will be asked.
Kelly, what if my name is just McLovin, no last name?
You, unfortunately, cannot win the free money.
Okay.
We discriminate against one-name people.
Yeah. Make sure you get a last name by Monday.
So, like, Prince couldn't win.
Right.
No?
Yeah.
Not if that's what it says on his driver's license.
Perfect. I'm sure it does.
But for $500, I bet he'll tell us what his real name is.
Yeah.
You're probably right, Kelly.
So, anyway, this time, Monday morning, we're going to do it the first time. I know it's new, so you might want to go on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever right now and put free money for Kid Nation. Well, that's great, but it's not going to count.
Yeah, do it.
Because you have to do it within that 24-hour window before we actually play the game the following day.
Because we're going to look for it, and we don't want to have to scroll all the way down to like last week. We want to see it within the last 24 hours. Boom. Yeah.
Perfect.
So be listening.
Yeah. And we have the details at KidNation.com.
What if I got my lights turned on in my baby's name?
Okay. Whatever is on your dang driver's license, man.
First and last name.
Okay.
You have another question now?
No.
Let's move on.
I'm good.
Because there's something important. There's an album dropping today.
Ooh.
Really? Who is it?
Yeah.
I love new music.
Oh, it's a compilation album, Al.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those cool albums. Mm-hmm. Because every time I see a squirrel.
Oh, no. Another?
This music plays in my head.
Squirrels! Squirrels! Squirrels!
Yeah.
How could you not love squirrels? Stare at those things as you're driving. Make sure you keep your eyes on the road, kind of.
If you have a nest living in your attic, I guess you have a different feeling about squirrels.
How much time per week would you estimate, JC, that you spend thinking about squirrels, Googling squirrels?
Watching?
Sure.
Watching squirrels?
Sure. How much time?
Attempting to befriend squirrels, Jenna?
Yes.
How many hours in a week?
Uh-huh.
That many hours.
He doesn't know how to add it. That many hours.
That many hours. That many hours in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
Would it be
24 hours in a day? 7 days. There's seven days in a week.
Seven times four is 28.
Siete
so 98 hours.
Siete?
98 hours. No.
Hold on, no, that's too little.
Yeah, that's definitely too little.
Seven times four. Why am I doing four?
168 hours.
That's what I meant.
There goes my
multiple. If we're playing $1,000 tag team trivia and math is the one of the categories, choose Jenna.
No.
But today is the day that now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 3 drops.
Whew. So man, they're just churning these things out.
We sure are, Kelly.
I didn't have to buy the first one yet.
Yeah. Squirrel Lovers United Together has done it again. Take a listen.
Hello, Squirrel Lovers! Your favorite music is back and better than ever. Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 3. Squirrel Lovers United Together has brought you the only album in the music industry dedicated to the kindest, cutest, and fluffiest animals in the world, squirrels! Purchase Now That's What I Call Squirrel Music Volume 3, and you'll receive brand new tracks like this one that explains what's really going on in the world.
Yes.
Squirrels, who run the world? 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 Squirrels, who runs up that tree? Who runs up this tree? Who runs up your leg?
Kit TV for the videos.
There's one running up my leg right now. These are some of the greatest songs of all time about girls. But now they're even greaterer because squirrels have replaced girls. It's incredible. Unfortunately, we ran low on funds midway through the project, and while the talent took a hit, the hits keep on coming. So if you're not sure where your squirrels are at, let this song help you.
Where my squirrels at? From the front to backyard, is she feeling that?
Is nuttier than squirrel poo. And don't forget, proceeds go directly towards our foundation, Squirrel Lovers United Together. Not sold yet? We know all you really want is squirrels.
Squirrels. Don't grant my wishes. Squirrels. Living in my room. Squirrels. Cuddling with me. Squirrels. Eating my almonds. Squirrels. That's all I really want is squirrels. Two at a time I want squirrels. With fluffy tails I want squirrels. I ought to whip out my squirrels. Squirrels.
That is truly what we all want, is it not? I'm sure you also like to slow it down and show your love properly. That's why you get this blast from the past to groove to Squirrel You Know It's True,
nice.
Featuring actual squirrels.
I love squirrel. I'm so in love, squirrel. I'm just in love, squirrel. And this is true. Squirrel, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you.
Actual squirrel content not guaranteed. Purchase now. That's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 3 today. Because if you don't, the world will explode. That's right. The world will explode.
Damn.
I know.
Nice job, JC.
And to all the singers on the album.
Where do we go to get that?
Even Lacey. Huh?
Even Lacey? Hey, it sounds like you're calling someone out.
Oh, that was good.
Lacey was the cutest person in the recording studio during the song.
She's so excited to be asked to do it.
She was so excited. Yeah, she was great.
Was there any Chicker on this album?
Chicker is the he's just producing now after his squirrel debacle.
I bet he has some secret record. You know there's secret recording somewhere and he gets into it.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the power, so I try not to make fun of him too much.
Jeremy, do you hear my song?
Oh, yeah. That was you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was Kelly right there.
Am I the only one that had? Oh, wait a minute, dude.
Who run the world? Yeah. No, I haven't.
You passed me up?
I haven't either, but I'm a terrible singer, so.
I just happened to be here one day. They're like, you got a minute?
Yeah, you really have to be right place, right time.
That's the great talent search that goes out.
Whoever's
left at the office at 12:30 in the afternoon.
You got a minute.
I'm like, I literally had my purse over one arm, my laptop bag on the other, and my bag full of clothes in the other. I'm like, I guess.
She stood there on her way out the door and laid down the track.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm also happy to inform you guys that Squirrel Lovers United Together is growing.
Yeah, it is.
Fast and furious.
Really?
I have evidence.
How?
Let's give it up to my man, James Curley Moore, who decided to start a movement. Hit it, Shannon.
I am a squirrel swinging from the chandelier. From the chandelier.
What's a dude?
I want to eat nuts until my cheeks are filled. Till my cheeks are filled.
All right.
I want to fly like I'm Rocket J. Squirrel. I'm the king of the world.
Yeah.
I am a squirrel swinging from the chandelier. From the chandelier.
You have got to bring him in studio for volume 4.
He's so good. That song, those notes are hard to hit.
If he is in the area, you need to bring him in to record that for volume 4. Should there be a volume 4?
Yeah, we'll post the video up at KidNation.com, because when you see Curly, you're like, oh, that's a dude right there.
He went to all the trouble to film that and record that while he was in the driver's seat of his car.
Moving.
Yeah. He was not moving.
He was not moving.
I love that song,
I love squirrels,
too.
But I also love playing games. Don't you?
Yes. Let's do it right now. It's the $1,000 tag team trivia game on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I'm going to read 5 names right now. This is you. You got 10 minutes to give us a call. First one in wins. Let's see. Let's start from the bottom. Roy Aubin, Rebecca Hernandez, Brigetta Barnes, Yosh, David Soto, and Jessica Brown. One more time. Jessica Brown, David Soto, Brigetta Barnes, Rebecca Hernandez, and Roy Aubin. 800, Kid Live, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, someone's going to win. Hopefully, $1,000 next has a chance to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all this week, Big Al's been giving away some dating tips.
I got this do-over date this weekend, so I'm trying to help myself.
Two-year anniversary.
It's actually the last day of September.
But you're celebrating.
This is the last weekend of September. Yeah,
so you're celebrating your two-year anniversary, and you're really making up for how horribly wrong your one-year anniversary went.
Yes. So I'm trying to help myself, but at the same time help you. If you're going on a date, maybe you need a dating tip. I'll have one for you next. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for the most interesting listener of the week.
I'm a pest management specialist. My day-to-day duties are just managing pretty much eliminate all pest activity, whether it be snakes, armadillos, possums in your yard, roaches, beetles, spiders, wasps, whatever the pest may be, big or small. We just kind of pretty much eliminate it. In wildlife activity, we kind of relocate it.
Yeah, you don't kill squirrels. You relocate squirrels, right?
No. I actually got a picture on my phone where I actually rescued a whole baby squirrel nest. I wanted to say that. I was listening to y'all the other morning. I heard all the squirrels stuff coming on. And I actually have pictures on my phone where we rescued a squirrel nest that a hawk had, a razorback hawk had took out in South Georgia. And it was just amazing. You know, there was 6 in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them didn't make it on the fall. They kind of broke
the nest.
But we ended up with 4 of them. And now they've got fur, you know, their eyes are open, they're eating normal food now, which is kind of mushing up old cat food and milk,
kind of
protein boost, and we're getting ready to release them.
Let's give it up for Jeremy, the real American hero.
That was the most interesting listener of the week.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
What's it looking like, Kelly Raspberry?
I hate to go out without a winner on a Friday.
Can't go out like a chump, man.
I blame it on Al's butchering of name pronunciation.
Well, I did. Producer. Sorry about that.
No, he did an okay job. If your name it was one of those names, you would have recognized it. So we don't want to go out without a winner, right? So we're going to call five more names. Let's do it.
Let's do five more.
Why not?
Do it. Come on, okay?
We want to give this $1,000 away. Okay.
It's Friday, yeah.
All right, so listen up. We're calling out five new names. If it's you, you got to be the first one to call us back. Here we go.
Come on.
Kristen Tolos. Alejandra Casanova.
Shut up.
Karina Roberts. Nancy Barron. Amanda Burgess. Amanda Burgess. Nancy Barron. Karina Roberts. Alejandra Casanova. Kristen Tolos.
You got 10 minutes to call. First one in wins $500 automatically and a chance at $1,000. The number's 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah.
And all the players are on the table.
Mm-hmm.
One of the players is out of town, so I don't know if that'll hinder me.
Do you miss us?
I do miss you guys.
What do you miss most?
The smell of your tan.
Okay, that's not fair. See, I don't think it's
my favorite tanning Thursday.
And my ex-husband, every time he's around me, do you spray tan? It makes me so mad. I think that's why he does it.
I don't smell it.
I don't smell it.
Again, I don't really smell brown.
I don't smell. Yeah, I don't smell you from here.
I don't smell you. Now, maybe if I was like licking
it. I understand it has a slight scent, but it's gotten a lot better. It used to be you could smell somebody across the room.
It used to be rough. Yeah, now they have clear, too, which is great.
Well, I took a shower, so you're not going to smell it now.
I'm smelling Kelly's face.
Yeah.
Smells fine?
Thanks. Smells good, Al?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so, Kelly, did you get a spray tan before? I know you had an event last night. Did you spray before the event and go to the
event? Yeah, it was
sprayed?
The only, I mean, her schedule, she does it herself, and she's got kids and family, so she has her schedule she posts, and you've got to fit into one of those time slots.
Because you do and the same day no matter what.
Well, I try, you know, and like one week it didn't work out, and I can't go at all. So I'm going to be really white. I don't know how I'm going to get through that week. Long pants and sleeves. Anyway, yeah, so yes. I had to go. And with her, you can either get a 4-hour or an 8-hour formula. And I wasn't going to have time to shower, so I had to go ahead and get the 8-hour.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
and,
you did.
So I went freshly sprayed
to your
last
event.
Night. Yeah, so I was looking
very
exotic
brown.
In all the pictures. So
looking
it was
very
fun.
Brown.
So Big Al, your anniversary weekend is this weekend.
Yeah, celebrating 2 years of dating Dr. Girlfriend.
Now, last year, I'll tell you, you really... had made a good effort last year.
Yeah,
no, he didn't.
He did. He bought her a dress, had it delivered to her.
Yep.
He planned the salsa night because he knew that she liked that. It didn't. He couldn't help it. The band didn't start until what?
11 o'clock.
11:30.
Yeah, I'm like, dude.
And that's when dancing gets going.
I know, but look what time we get up in the morning. Al's tired.
I'm tired,
that's true.
Man. I'm tired.
So he had good intentions, but it really fell apart.
It fell apart at the end. So, you know, some things went well, some things didn't go well.
You ended up at your bar, which is where you had met her and spent every night there anyway.
It's so a very special
place. She was very disappointed.
It's a very
so now you have to
place.
Redo it. Tonight.
I'm redoing it this year. Maybe you're in the same situation. Maybe
let's
you're,
go.
Maybe
oh, yeah.
you're redoing a date or something this weekend, or maybe you just have a date.
I can't wait to hear the huge things you have planned. What do you got going
well,
on tonight?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
It's a surprise.
No, it's a surprise. I can't tell you.
Yeah,
we'll hear the car crash on Monday.
It's big. Yeah, you'll hear the recap on Monday. Yeah. But I've been trying to talk myself in, you know, making sure that I don't make the same mistakes or different mistakes. So I'm trying to come up with these tips for myself and then for other guys. Maybe you have a date. So I've come up with Big Al's dating tips.
Oh, yes.
Most women say, watch how a man treats his mama, and that's how he'll treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all good, but your mama's not going to be on a date with you. So the next best thing you have is the waitress. So make sure you get seated in the section with the hottest waitress in the building. And you treat her like a queen. I mean, you compliment her. Look her in the eyes. Maybe even touch her arm gently when you order. Your woman will see how attentive you are to other women and interpret that you will treat her the same way.
Oh, my goodness.
Along those same lines, while you're at dinner, make sure you place your cell phone, your iPad, and your open laptop in the center of the dinner table. Make sure each one is carefully located at one of your social network accounts. So if your date asks, why are you doing this, and you set up this mini communication center in the restaurant, tell her, I'm the type of guy that likes to be there for my friends. She will see that a friend in need is a friend indeed.
What?
It made sense in my head.
Yeah. A friend also, in need is a friend indeed.
Also, the check. Now, let's face it. This is 2014. Nowadays, women are making as much or more money than we are. Don't be suckered into false perceptions that you have to pay for everything. When the time is right, discreetly slip out of your chair, find your server, and tell that person that the lady will be picking up the tab. So please place the check in front of her. Your server.
Oh my God.
Your server will thank you for your discretion. These have been dating tips from Big Al.
Wow.
Well, I mean, how are you not married?
He hasn't asked.
It's a quandary.
That's how.
It's a quandary.
That's how he's not married.
It's a quandary, yes.
Do tonight's plans include a small box?
You know, well, it doesn't have to be. It could be a small box of anything. Right?
Come on, you guys. No, I'm sorry. That sounds terrible. You know what I mean.
Sure hope so.
No,
I don't.
Yes, you do. Mean, he says he has huge plans for tonight, so I'm asking if it's a huge box. Include, you know, the biggest plans include sometimes something
every
very
night.
Small.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Never mind. Never mind. Thanks for those brilliant dating tips, Al. You know what? Maybe someone was so impressed with your knowledge about dating that she's going to choose you to be her partner.
Would that be something?
$1,000 tag team trivia.
Because everybody's available. All four of us are available to play. And the first one to call back, Kristen Tulos. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi.
You were the first one to call back, so you have won $500.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I never win anything.
Well, you finally won.
And won big.
You have the chance to win another $500 to make it $1,000 right now, but you're going to have to choose a partner.
And we're all available.
Throw caution to the wind. Come on, Kristen, what you going to do?
I'm going to let my son pick because he made me sign up.
Well, that's good. Wow. What's his name?
Peyton.
Is he there with you? Is he there with you?
Yes.
Let's say hey to Peyton. Peyton, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Peyton.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you for making your mommy sign up for our contest. Mm-hmm. You want to pick? You want to pick who she plays with? Do what?
Oh, she's just telling
the names. He doesn't know her names.
Do you want to pick? You want to pick who your mommy plays with to win $1,000?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. I thought you said Kylie.
There we go.
I'm happy to play with your mom, Peyton. Thank you for picking me.
Man, even little kids pick Kelly.
Awesome.
They know, though. They know.
Yay.
I detected a southern drawl. Where are you guys from?
Texarkana.
Yeah. There you go.
Southern people pick me.
All right, it's a good choice. What are the categories today, Mike?
Southern people.
All right, today the categories are sports, entertainment, and game shows.
Let's pray for entertainment or game shows. We're going to pray for those two. Okay, Kristen?
Oh, if it lands on sports, Kelly.
Let's spin it.
Come on. Entertainment.
Sports.
Yeah! Oh, Kristen.
Yay.
Sports.
Oh, Kristen, you know what? I'm even going to call an audible, and you can even ask Peyton to help us out. We might need Peyton's help this morning. How are you? Are you a big sports fan, Kristen?
I am.
Good.
Are you married? Do you watch a lot with your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. Who did the Razorbacks play this weekend?
A&M.
All right, then.
Oh, look at that in your face, Al.
Yeah, it's actually here. Yeah.
Don't be all questioning right. Kristen's sports acumen.
All right. All right, let's go.
All right, Kristen.
Here we go, Kristen.
No matter what, just know that you've got $500.
Okay.
All right,
of course Kelly would get the sports.
Oh, God.
Your first question is, what does MLB stand for?
I got that one. Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
That is correct.
Yeah, all right. Well
done.
You're
not going to believe this, but I knew that one, Kristen. Yep. But
you did, Kelly?
If you know it, you say it. Don't risk it.
Softball question.
So now you've got $600.
Here we go. Question number two, the category sports. Kristen is playing with Kelly. Which basketball superstar upset Cleveland fans by going to Miami, but has now returned to his throne in Cleveland?
Oh.
I know.
He's black.
I know.
Kelly knows.
He's tall.
Okay, I'll tag Kelly.
Oh, boy.
LeBron James.
Yes!
Yes!
Yay!
Well done, Kelly.
Good job.
Woo! We got $700, Kristen.
Here we go. Question number three. On your way to $1,000. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, I'm out. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Let me think.
Don't be helping.
I know. Nobody can help me now.
It's the one that happened in February of this year. Either you can answer that question or you can tag Kelly and think about that decision.
No, ask
Kelly,
Peyton.
You even said it.
Ask Peyton. ask Peyton. Maybe he knows.
He doesn't know.
Oh, God. Well, maybe he'll pick a team that maybe he'll be right.
Oh, boy.
I'm drawing a blank.
I don't know.
No helping.
If you don't know, your only option is to tag in Kelly. Is that what you'd like to do?
Kelly. Oh, baby doll.
Well, there's 32 teams, Kelly. So.
Yeah, there's one out of 32.
Anybody, are we allowed to give one hint?
No hints,
come
no
on.
Helping. Poor Al didn't get any help.
It sure didn't.
Yes, you did. You were just too dense to pick up on it.
I'll give you one hint.
Thank you. Come on. It's the last day we're playing.
Yeah, it is. I want her to win money.
And everybody that's mad, if you were in the same position, you'd wish you got a hint, too. So there.
It's the same hint that you gave me.
Yes.
Would apply to you.
Oh.
That would have been. Okay. Thank you, Al. I'm sorry if everybody's mad, but that gave it away.
Yeah.
Seattle, because it was sleepless in Seattle, so
yes.
It was the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay, now you can't give me any more hints.
All right. Okay.
I'm sitting over here going,
thank you.
I'm like, what? I'm clapping, like, hoping
the birds.
Yeah.
The birds?
Well,
put a blindfold on Kelly.
Okay, no more hints.
No more hints.
All right, Kristen, you've already won $800 this morning, and you could still win $200 more if you answer these questions correctly.
And they're getting tougher, right, Mike?
Yep. What is the most popular sport in the world played by 250 million people in over 200 countries?
Most popular sport in the world.
I know this one, I think.
Oh. Soccer?
Yes.
That is correct.
I like the questioning.
Soccer? Okay.
One more question, right?
Yep, one more question. Here we go, Kristen.
We're clawing our way to the finish line on this one.
For $1,000, either you or Kelly has to answer this question correctly.
And no hints.
No
right?
hints.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll play fair on the last one.
The category is sports. In badminton.
What? I played badminton.
I'm out.
I used to play.
In badminton, what is the little ball with wings called?
Oh,
there are two different
a
names
birdie.
That we will accept.
That is it!
Nice.
You won $1,000.
$1,000. Are you going to break a little something off for Peyton, maybe?
I'm sorry, do what?
You going to break a little something off for Peyton since he got you to sign
up? Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
What does he want right now?
Do what?
What does Peyton want right now?
Everything.
Yeah, he's a kid.
He's a kid.
There you go. Well, get him everything.
Anything.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Kristen Tulos. We appreciate you playing the last day, right?
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 tag team trivia. And you know what? Because you have to wait 30 days, I don't think you're going to be eligible to play our next game.
Oh,
we're starting the free money name game starting Monday. But I'm glad you got in on that, Kristen. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Way to go, girl.
Thank you. Hang on just a minute. Now, that was fun. I'm glad we went out with a winner.
Yep.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is exciting stuff.
Yes.
I'm excited. I love music. I really
Me
do.
Too.
I don't think I talk about a lot. Back in the day, I used to be like addicted to MTV when it was all about the music videos. And, you know, I had my CDs I played in the car. You know, things have changed a little bit for me. And I'm not really as into the current music as I once was.
Music's like one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
You're like probably where I once was. But, man, there's some songs that just, from my past, it's like, man, I love that song. Whatever happened to that group?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like the one-hit wonder. You think, man, these bands have such a future ahead of them. They have one huge hit and
never hear from them again.
It's so devastating for them, too.
It is, because you have a little taste of what might happen. You know, with that one hit, you don't make a million.
No.
That make you a millionaire, but you have a taste of what might happen, and then you just can never recapture that magic.
Right.
And I know one of my favorite. Well, I have a million one-hit wonders. They're all on my iPod. I should bring in my iPod one day, and y'all just laugh at me. But I know every year for my birthday, Al always says, "Kelly, I'm going to bring in an artist, and we're going to, you know, do Kelly Raspberry's big birthday bash."
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked you for this artist before, Al.
Yeah, I tried too. I really did.
And I'm afraid that I might be the only one who cares, which is another reason.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Amaree?
Mm, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, Just One Thing.
I love this song so much. I want to be her in my next life. She looks like a very light-skinned. She's a light-skinned black girl, but she looks a lot like Kourtney Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
You know
it's the neatest blend.
I could never get past this song because I thought she was a turkey in the beginning.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, it sounds like she's gobbling.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I really don't know what she's saying, but I don't care because you know what? Oh! Trying to keep my mind so. Trying to keep it just like before.
trying to think how much money she was charging.
I can't sing that high.
That was going to be a very expensive one song.
How much does she charge?
It's the one thing that got me tripping. It's the one thing that got me tripping.
That song today, I know you are.
If I'm not mistaken, I did call.
Now the turkey sound effects, jerk. Stop
gobble,
it.
Gobble, gobble.
It sounds like she's gobbling.
If I'm not mistaken, it was like $6,000 or something.
Can't pay that for my birthday.
Oh, I can pay it, baby.
Heard it coming to sing
you
one
flew
song.
Coolio to Mexico.
He's got a Grammy.
Bring her in for Thanksgiving.
Stop it. Not sound like a turkey.
Yeah.
Don't ruin my one hit from Amaree.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We're coming in for Thanksgiving.
All right, JC, you think it's so funny. What's your favorite one hit wonder?
My favorite one hit wonder of all time is from a band. And I don't know why, but I love this song and I still sing it to this day. Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue.
Love that song.
Just the way he sings it.
But I had a whole got that album. Coupon.
Their album's good.
Ocean Avenue, where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16.
No, you can't. I'm on delay because I'm in San Antonio.
No, you just delayed.
Nice. Yeah, the chorus. I love the chorus.
When you hit the chorus.
They used their rock with violin, and this is kind of one of the first bands to do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
There's no gobbling in this song, Kelly. But this song's so much fun. And when the chorus hits, you just start screaming. It's one of those screamer type choruses.
It's coming.
It's about to come right here.
Yeah.
Ready?
Here it comes.
This is where you just gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
What happened to them?
Nothing.
Where is Yellow Card?
You know what? When I was in L.A. one time with Kid, we were hanging out with Ryan Cabrera, and Ryan was hanging out with the lead singer from Yellow Card, and I remembered him, and I was trying not to fanboy so bad, because we were at a karaoke joint, and I was like, I told Kid, I said, should I go up there and sing Yellow Card? Just to let him know, hey, I know. Like, I still know. And
still
I did
touring.
Not. You couldn't they're still touring. I couldn't do it. I was too embarrassed.
Actually, they got a red card, and they're not allowed to play anymore.
Well done with the soccer
right,
reference.
Okay, soccer joke.
JC thought that was hilarious.
Because I'm Mexican.
What do you got?
Gosh. I almost feel like we should save Big Al's.
Okay, we can save Big Al's.
All right.
I just have a feeling.
Okay.
Does the artist have a mullet for Big Al's?
No.
Is he going to be Millie Jackson?
I will tell you, I was, thinking so hard about one-hit wonders I love, and on, a list of most of the one-hit wonders, two of my least favorite songs of all time are on a very popular list of one-hit wonders. I hate the song Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Oh, don't even play it.
I mean, I'm
not a big fan either.
I hate it.
That might be featured in Now That's What I Call Squirrel Music Volume 4.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I was young when this came out. I absolutely hated it. I just, I can't stand it.
I'm a Barbie squirrel?
Yeah.
The Barbie squirrel. And you're the other. And I also, I hate that Eiffel 65 song, Blue.
Me too. That one,
Yeah. I'd say my favorite's probably the Sinead O'Connor Nothing Compares to You.
Oh, yeah. That's probably my
favorite one-hit wonder of all time.
It's not even her song. It's a Prince song, right?
I like her version, which was like her only real hit.
True.
Did she ever grow her hair back?
No, she shaves that
back. She kept it going? Yeah, I like her.
Chest tattoo.
Well, speaking of hair. I'm a thug. What? I'm a thug. I'm from Compton. You know that,
speaking
right?
Of hair.
You're segues today.
Yeah. Well, you'll get it.
Okay.
We're talking about hair and
we're talking about her bald head and her chest tattoo. You should say
my favorite
thug
one hit wonder, Willow Smith whipping her hair.
Oh my God!
See?
No way.
See what I'm saying?
No way.
Shocking, right? See? You can always count on that.
A little 12-year-old girl song.
Dude, I love Will Smith, so I gotta love
Al this. Do like a choreographed routine to this.
He would get whiplash.
Oh, man.
And that necklace. Stop it. Stop it.
I can't believe
you don't even know the lyrics.
All I know is the chorus.
The chorus is all anybody knows. Nobody knows a single lyric to this song except for the chorus.
Oh, Al, you know what would be great? And even though this song's old now, you should lip dub this song.
Stop with my hair back and
learn the lyrics and lip dub it.
You have to, Al.
All right, I can do that.
Yeah, lipstick and everything. So we could, you know, we could see the lyrics.
Shannon, do you have one?
Yeah, but I didn't load it up.
Oh, no. Well, what would it be?
Which Melissa Etheridge album is it off of?
No, she's not a one-hit wonder. The thing is, Melissa is not a one-hit wonder.
Right. I might have stolen Shannon's.
I don't.
Is it Katie Lang?
No, it's not. Okay, I do have it, actually. Right. It's not the hook, but I remember throwing a fit when I was little and making my mom borrow my aunt's car and taking me to Sound Warehouse to buy this cassette tape. But it is J.J. Fad, Supersonic.
Oh, yeah.
Supersonic.
Love this song.
That was good. That was good.
I don't know if they're a one-hit wonder, but this is the only song that I know from them. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile, because we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Love it.
Whatever happened to them?
I don't know, but Fergie took this song and made it better.
That's my one.
All right.
Awesome.
I like that.
Oh, JC, great news.
What?
Yellow Card is going to be in town.
Really?
At the end of October.
If they could just tell me what time they're going to play Ocean Avenue, that'd be great.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I love this time of year, not only because of football, but new shows are on. Yep. Your favorite old shows are back. It's been a huge week of shows premiering. Yeah.
Did y'all see Blackish the other night? Wednesday
I still
night?
Got it DVR'd. I had to choose between that or the Goldbergs. I only had time to watch one that I had DVR'd.
So you watched Whitish.
By the way,
went with Goldbergs.
You should go with the Goldbergs. That show is great.
That show so much. It's in its second season. I was so glad when it came back. But I will watch Blackish. I just.
Anthony Anderson's real good. The kids, I haven't, you know, you got to get to know them. It's the first season of a brand
new episode.
First episode
is hard. That's the establishing episode. Mm-hmm. Right. If you go back and look at the very first episode of Friends, I mean, way back, Seinfeld, you'd be like, that's all right.
And Blackish follows Modern Family. So they were worried about that. Mm-hmm. But Al, you're not the only one that loves it, because I have the short list of winners and losers thus far.
Okay.
Some of the ratings from last night's huge premieres aren't in yet.
All right.
But Blackish was absolutely a hit. Yeah,
they kept
most of Modern Family's audiences. 10.8 million
people
watched Blacklist.
Go for him.
Blackish.
Yeah. Blackish. Blacklist is my favorite. That's why it's always top of mind, which of course is still a huge hit. This might surprise you. NCIS, I mean, that show's so popular.
Right.
How many people watched it? Their new spinoff, NCIS New Orleans.
That looks good.
17 million viewers.
Love it. And aren't they getting ready to do one that's like an internet-based one?
I hadn't heard that.
I don't know.
There's like one about, you know, how they, I guess, internet crimes. I mean, I guess that's getting big. I forget which series. It might be CSI. It might be something else.
They're catching internet trolls?
Maybe. I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
They deserve to be prosecuted.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is the you talk about CSI. This is the 15th season. For CSI, that season premiere is Sunday.
Really,
you know what?
Into it.
Real quick, if you're listening and you're excited about a show on TV and you want to call, I mean, I know Scandal. Everybody wants to talk Scandal. It came back last night. You know, lost a very big character on the show, Columbus Short.
Yep.
So if you want to talk about a show you're excited about, one that you know wish hadn't been canceled, whatever you want to talk about, TV, call us right now and we'll talk to you at Kid Live.
800 Kid Live, 800-543-3548.
I never give that part of the phone number. I always give 800-5-GEEK-IT.
There you go.
Yeah,
us a call.
Call us and then convince us to watch something new that you're into. This might surprise you guys. I just want to tell you the losers, because they were shocking to me, like some of the worst debuts.
Okay.
And now, these aren't, the ones I'm going to name aren't brand new shows, but The Voice.
Oh,
did
really?
Not do well?
Didn't do well?
A series low.
Well, see, this is hard.
Man.
This is a hard night, because that night you had, you know, week two of Dancing with the Stars. And I'm sorry, coming out of the gate, ratings are strong for that show.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the other loser on the list.
Really?
That's what I thought was going to surprise you. They're obviously comparing the debut to last season and the seasons before. Down.
was also the season finale for Dallas.
Okay.
Where, I'm sorry if you've got it DVR and I'm going to blow something for you because it's all over the media. Christopher Ewing is dead.
Wow.
They killed him off, and sometimes they'll do like a car explosion. It's Jesse Metcalf.
Oh, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. That was Bobby Ewing's son. Uh-huh. And J.R.
How's our
Junior's,
boy? Josh
Anderson's still,
right. still
back. Yeah, J.R. John Ross is back.
He's like, oh, he owns the show now.
He carries the show. He's the villain. He's the J.R. But, yeah, they had the car blow up at the end of the season, and sometimes they'll, it'll be a little twist, and it'll come back, and it's like, oh, he miraculously survived. No.
He did.
Gone.
He did.
Not coming back.
As is Columbus Short from Scandal. He is very dead. Aretha Franklin sang at his funeral.
You heard somebody say?
He said, if Aretha Franklin sings at your funeral, there ain't no coming back.
You are dead. Columbus Short is cleared of all charges, found to be an innocent man. Shonda Rhimes is like, ain't coming back.
No way.
You know what other show came back?
What?
Just in case you were wondering.
That's right.
Yeah, back. Doing great, by the way.
Yeah, we are doing
great. Third season.
I try and pick a new show or two to watch, each season. Yeah. And I've been watching that Red Band Society.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a hospital, drama. And
it's about kids with cancer, right?
It is. It's kids or just kids with, stuff going on. So they live in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But jury's still out for everyone and for me. I've watched two episodes. It's not a tearjerker like I thought it would be. I'm sure it will be at some point. Yeah. But it's kind of one of those, I struggle with shows that the writing's a little too perfect, you know what I mean? Like when kids that young are just back and forth with conversation, like they're just so brilliant.
Too witty. They're
and
too witty.
Like they always have Kelly's inspirational comments. They're just dropping them left and right. So
yes, that, maybe I should give it a try then.
Mm-hmm.
Did we mention that?
The show that I've wanted to like because I love the actress playing The Mysteries of Laura. Now that I've got a blank on her name, the one that was in Will and Grace. What's her name?
Deborah Messing.
That show is written so poorly. I've given it 2 weeks. My daughter even came in. She's like, why are you still watching that? Because I was so upset about it. I even told my daughter, this show stinks. I want to like it so much. She's about this, tough as nails cop. And I mean, the writing is so bad. Let me in, Gaga. Okay, poker face. Touche. It's like, that wasn't even funny. Somebody wrote that down on paper, and Deborah Messing has to say it.
Yeah, writing can ruin it no matter how good the acting. Yeah. That's what they're saying about How to Get Away with Murder. That, the stars great, acting's great, but the
writing.
They said the story's just getting in the way. Yeah.
And that was only after one episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what show I love, though, that premiered last week? Gotham.
Gotham was awesome.
Yeah. It was just, it's dark, it's cool, it's great acting.
And it's not too late to get caught up, because if you miss the premiere and all your friends are talking about it, On Demand rocks.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call and see what we have to watch.
Yeah, let's see, Dana. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Hey, what are you excited about this season?
Well, I am a super huge Grey's Anatomy fan, that's what I tuned into last night, and absolutely love the show. I've been watching it the last 10 seasons, so last night it premiered the 11th season, and I'm absolutely in love with the show.
So what was the big cliffhanger you had to wait to find out last night?
I guess the big cliffhanger was, spoiler alert, Meredith Grey, she has a new half-sister, and so that's kind of what we got to wait to find out, see if she's going to, come out and tell her that she's her sister or not. So that's kind of the next episode's what's going to happen.
I made it 5 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, and then I gave up on it.
I loved it the first couple, 3 maybe, and then I was like, I can't. It was too much angst.
I didn't realize that Shonda Rhimes had so many shows going on at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dana, I guess you'll be our Grey's Anatomy expert, okay?
Dana, if we ever have a question about Grey's Anatomy, you get on the phone and you call us.
Absolutely.
Anything else you're excited about watching besides Grey's?
I watch Grey's. I watch Witches of EastEnd. That's my number one show, too. It comes on Sundays. And I love that. Jenna Dewayne Tatum is absolutely wonderful in that show.
Yeah.
That's Channing's wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Channing Tatum's wife. All right. Thank you, Dana. Who else are we going to talk to? Which one are we talking to? Yetla. Did I say that right?
God. That's a cool name.
Fan for y'all. I love listening to y'all.
What nationality is the name Yetla? Am I saying that right?
It's I'm Mexican, but my dad picked it out, and it's Mayan.
Oh, Mayan. Oh, you and JC, cool. Isn't that your... JC, isn't that your heritage, Mayan?
Heck yeah, it is.
You're the tallest Mayan ever.
That's why my
Mayan
eyes are like that. Well, of course, we, you know.
All right, yeah.
We evolve.
What are you excited about watching?
Pretty Little Liars.
Really? That's got a very rabid fan base, doesn't it?
I hear a lot of people talking about it.
I love that show. Right now, it's actually, like, off right now, but they're having, like, a premiere for, like, Halloween, and I'm so excited to see it.
Are you going to, like, dress up like one of the Pretty Little Liars?
No, probably not, but I have kids. I have three kids, so they're probably going to go trick-or-treating, but I'm going to...
You're going to stay home?
I'm going to watch the show, definitely.
You're sending the kids out trick-or-treating because mommy's got to stay home and watch Pretty Little Liars. That's hilarious. Thank you, Yetla.
See, the ones I'm most excited about, to tell you the truth, haven't even started yet. Like American Horror Story, Homeland.
Right.
Yeah, those are great.
Saturday Night Live premieres.
Yeah.
Saturday.
We have some other people we don't have time to get to, but George is really excited about Chuck, Howard about Sons of Anarchy, Big Bang Theory. Jackie's really excited. Honey, those people are making some bang.
Big Bang Theory's on this list is the most popular on television.
Yeah. The Ray Donovan finale is happening Sunday. My girlfriend's got me into that show.
And big crossover this weekend with The Simpsons and Family Guy on Fox.
Oh,
it's
that's
that crossover episode. Yeah, they're both going to be together.
And I heard that somebody in The Simpsons is dying.
Yeah, there's going to be a character that dies.
Oh, I wonder if it's going to be like The Family Guy and they just bring him back anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
a cartoon.
It's
you
like
can do
Kenny.
Anything.
Kenny always died on South Park in every episode.
Bart Simpson can't go into the past. Stewie is really smart.
But it doesn't matter. Unless Aretha Franklin sings at some Simpson character's funeral, that character can come back.
That's right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.